Hachette Audio presents Truth or Dare, written by Jacqueline Green, read by Katie Coster. For Nate, always. Prologue. The water was everywhere. It was soaking her clothes and in her ears and burning her eyes. It wrapped around her like a cocoon, like arms, like chains. She waited for the terror to hit, but all she could think was, finally. Her lungs screamed. The water was pulling her down, swallowing her whole. It wanted her. Another lost girl to join its depths. Maybe she'd always known it would end like this. Maybe she'd always known how much the truth would cost. Her mind was flickering. Images blurred in and out. A one-eared teddy bear. A toy train made of painted steel. A woman's face streaked with mascara. She tried to hold on to the pictures, but blackness was creeping in, thick and heavy, and she could no longer remember what any of it meant. Something slipped out of her grip. Four charms dangling from a gold chain. Another image flickered. A memory. Elusive. Breaking apart on the waves. But then the blackness swept that away too, and all that was left was water. It was everywhere. 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 She was nowhere. And after that, nothing. Chapter 1. Saturday, 1 p.m. If only Sydney could follow the tide. She leaned against the pool deck railing at the Echo Bay Golf and Country Club, watching as the ocean receded toward the horizon. "Go ahead and run," it seemed to be saying. "Screw it all." It was good advice, for someone who was able to take it. Unfortunately, that person wasn't her. "Believe me, being a lifeguard isn't all about looking pretty in the shorts." At the sound of her coworker Callum's voice, Sydney glanced over her shoulder. Callum was standing a couple of feet away, talking to a girl in a black bikini. Several white blonde curls hung in his eyes, and thanks to his love affair with SPF 75, his skin looked as if it hadn't seen a single ray of sun all summer. "The fact of the matter is," he continued, flashing his whistle at the girl like an Olympic medal, "in a drowning scenario, I have approximately one
sample complete. Ready to continue?"